Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps, Menigan in for Baskin today. We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He's an outstanding writer for MLB.com. He's a Cleveland guy. He's Anthony Castrovince. Hello, Anthony.
What's happening, Anthony?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Great to have you with us. Thank you very much.
Great to be here.
Not sure if you're aware, there's been a Lane Thomas sighting. This is really good.
How about that?
It's really good.
Yeah. We needed that. Haven't seen much of Lane Thomas this year. You know, he's been banged up and obviously going through it. He's got a skill set I really like. When it works. I'd have to think that, the stuff he's gone through physically has affected him performance-wise. But, he's just got such a nice skill set. I really like that trade for them last year and obviously had immense struggles when he got to Cleveland and then, stepped up big in the playoffs. But for whatever reason, this has been a hard place for him to settle into.
You want to just put him in the lineup, leave him alone, and let him produce the way that we all think he can produce. I think they'll do that. Anthony, do you think they'll do that?
I think so, just because, of the roster complexion. I think you kind of have to do that. It's the way the roster was built. Now, we could get into a conversation about other spots in the lineup and maybe being less patient. But I think Thomas is a guy they generally trust and, more of a veteran guy in a predominantly young team.
Anthony, is there any chance that he and Carlos Santana are in the lineup more often than not because of any kind of showcase with the trade deadline coming along to maybe, just maybe, clear up some of the log jams?
About the whole showcase, idea, concept. I don't know, how often that is the case. I think that there's a lot of data out in the game today and teams have a pretty good feel for where a guy is at. In terms of his production, what he can reasonably contribute. And I don't know, sometimes guys are struggling and get dealt at the deadline and for whatever reason take off and change the scenery. I don't know how the Guardians are going to approach this deadline. It's still far enough away that they could go very different directions. I think, though, generally what we've seen in the game in recent years has been more of a trend towards just every club just kind of being opportunistic, not necessarily buying, selling, but like maybe a little bit of both. I think they could be one of those clubs where you're thinking about the present and the future simultaneously. And but how deep a shakeup would go, I can't really say at this point. It's still too far away. You got anything can happen in 3-4 weeks of baseball that can completely change the trajectory and the narrative of your season.
Anthony Castrovince joining us from MLB.com. I mentioned patience earlier.
Yeah.
18 guys have come to the plate for the Guardians this year, and 9 of them have a batting average that starts with a 1 or a 0.
Oof.
It's brutal. And I give Stephen Vogt credit because I think he's trying to give these guys a chance to hit their way out of things and to make it work. And I do think that's important and critical. However, how long do you wait until you find enough guys who can actually produce at the plate? And And basically, I guess, Anthony, quit giving guys at bats who aren't producing.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, like I think we talked last time about how, you know, where they're bad in the lineup, they're really bad. Like, if they could just get league average production from a few more spots, you feel a lot better about the offense, but they just don't have that. And, you know, when do you pull the trigger on guys in your system? It's a difficult balance because you don't want them coming up and feeling the weight of the world on their shoulders from day one and everyone viewing them as a savior. But, I mean, that happens a lot in our game because so many teams struggle to get offense because it's a tough pitching environment. It just is. So, you know, at a certain point, I mean, Chase DeLauder is healthy enough to post up. So I'd be of the opinion of, well, let's get those at bats up here. Why not? Because you don't know when the next injury might rear its ugly head. So let's see what you got. But that's easy for me to say. It's harder to do, and it's harder on him. You know, a player like that to come up. And CJ Cephas, of course, although he's trying to learn the outfield a bit, given the roster complexion at the big league level, but that's, you know, that's more of a short-term concern than a long-term concern. So, you know, again, it's easy for me to sit here and just say, call him up, let's see. But, you know, there's not just performance dynamics, but psychological dynamics that go into that.
Anthony Kastrovitz joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. It seems like this team needs to hand the keys to one of these guys and give them 100 at-bats and figure out who can play. And I feel like we've been saying this, Anthony, for like the last 8 years. Like, it feels like it's been 8 years where it's like, can you hear the keys, just go. Is there any chance that they would do that, or are we just going to continue living life platooning right field, platooning first base, platooning catcher, platooning maybe second base where, you know, Steven Vogt's running a hockey line change? Or is there any chance that, like, they go, all right, Nolan Jones, here's your 100 at-bats. Let's see what you could do, and then let's move on from him and go from there.
Well, in a smaller market, you're going to see a lot of the platooning or whatever you want to call it, you know, variable pieces a lot, you know, and I think in the game in general, you're seeing that a lot, but yeah, I'm with you. Like, the last few years have been maddening. They've never really seemed to have a clear timetable on what they are, what they're trying to be, and when they're trying to be it. You know, contention has kind of snuck up on them a couple times in the last few years. They didn't really expect to contend, I don't think, last year or in 2023, and lo and behold, last year they got the ALCS. So it's like, I don't know. It's you would like to see them, we said it a million times. I would have liked to see more of an earnest effort on the position player front over the winter. You know, so that you're not in this position of constantly cycling young guys through and trials and errors. And you know, a guy like John Kenzie Noel gets swept up in that, where, you know, he's got a platoon disadvantage for much of the first part of the season, so he's barely playing and then pressing when he is playing. That's what I thought about the psychological element. It's very real. And it's just been that way at various positions for a very long time. As you said, Dan, I mean, it's hard to get any traction as a young player when you are pulled in and out of the lineup. We know that. So some of it is just unavoidable. Like, I think there's always going to be spots in this lineup where they're going to mix and match. And again, that is part of a more general trend in MLB, not just here in Cleveland, but, you know, for all the middle infielders they acquired over the years, you know, to still be completely unsettled in the middle infield is really jarring. And obviously right field has been a complete black hole. So yeah, if you know anybody who can seize the moment and be an everyday player at the major league level, by all means, submit his name.
All right. Juan Brito just activated off the AAA injured list. He was on a rehab assignment. He's active in AAA. I would assume they want to get a look at him. But look at second base. You've had Schneeman, who's been productive. Angel Martinez, who's been productive. Arias started there, but moved over to shortstop. I would assume they want to get a look at Brito. But does that mean you have to make a call on some of these other guys, Anthony? That's the thing. You're trying to get a look at all these guys, and nobody's jumping out and saying, that job belongs to me. Thank you very much.
Right, exactly. And that goes back to spring training. You know, they had the position battle in the middle infield, and no one really asserted themselves there. Gabriel Arias kind of won it by default, you know, being out of options. And we've seen, you know, he had a hot start and obviously cool off considerably. And so, yeah, I mean, when's the next lever pulled? And I'd imagine they want to give Brito some time to get acclimated, get his body under him, all that good stuff. But I would not be surprised if you see him sooner rather than later. Just they like him so much. And, you know, that injury was pretty devastating early in the season, but he's recovered from that. And so, yeah, just get him comfortable, get him acclimated, and then get him up here. Or sure, why not? There's definitely, you would think it could be a land of opportunity for these guys like Brito and Kafis and DeLauder here before long, just because they are so desperate at so many.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spots.
Anthony Kastrovitz joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So a big picture baseball question for you. Major League Baseball got really excited yesterday, and all of us fans got really excited yesterday for the Skeens-Mizorowski head-to-head matchup. That was the day game that MLB.com, you know, MLB Network had on, and it was a big deal. You had Burns come up in the NL Central as well and completely roll with the Reds, striking out Aaron Judge, and then four guys after that as well. How excited is Major League Baseball for these young flamethrowers to find their way to the majors?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, what strikes me is just how quickly we see these guys where, you know, Skeens drafted 1 year, he starts the All-Star game the next. Chase Burns drafted last year, and here he is, you know, before the All-Star break up with the Reds. It comes quickly these days. You know, the minor leagues have been truncated, and, you know, guys are accustomed to pitching in ballparks with third decks from their youth, you know, in all these showcases and tournaments and whatnot. It just everything just moves faster. You know, particularly for the collegiate athletes. So, obviously what you worry about anything pitching, like, you know, they're rising stars, but hopefully they're not, you know, stars that burn up quickly because we all know the injury rate. But, I think that pitchers in general are in a better position than position players to make that quick rise. You know, just given how sick their stuff is and, you know, just kind of the environment that we're in. It's a much harder thing for a position player like a DeLauder or a Brito, you know, to come up and have instant success than it is for a pitcher who can just overpower people, you know, from inning one. Now some of them don't know where it's going, but, it's a little different with Skeens and Burns are special. You know, those guys, come out of the draft, in prominent spots and immediately, make an impact. And Mizorowski too. Mizorowski was just a fun one where it was the combine 3 years ago where he really rose up draft boards because of his performance at the combine and then became a prominent pitching prospect. So, and obviously his success here early on in his career has been tremendous. You know, you can't get a hit off the guy. So it's really fun to watch. And that's just the nature of the game right now. It's definitely more pitching dominated.
Last thought, pitching dominated. This rotation has been really pretty good as of late for the Guardians. Shane Bieber, in theory, will be back and added to that rotation coming up sometime soon. Unless they decide they're using him as a trade piece because he has a player option for next year. Or would they move somebody else? Would they move somebody to the bullpen? How do you see Shane future-wise in this organization for this season?
Yeah, and that's one of the ones where it's impossible to say on June 26th. I mean, it could certainly go in that direction. I don't rule that out at all because that player option, you know, the value of a Shane Bieber in this trade market that's looking to be very light You know, you're getting him as he comes back, and you know, there's rust that will come with that, but there's also a lot of pedigree. So yeah, I mean, could that happen? Absolutely. Will it happen? I have no idea. I mean, they're not going to trade him if they're still in it. And, but their rotation is definitely trending in the right direction, and it needed to, you know, it was pretty rough. And yeah, that's, I, as I said at the beginning of the season, like, that's what this team needs more than anything, because you know what they are offensively. You know it. And you know, they have a really good bullpen, but you can't overtax it. And they could not possibly do what they did last year. You know, that kind of rotation performance, shorter starts, cycling through guys and stuff. Like, they needed some stability in that rotation. And in the month of June, they really had it. You know, Gavin Williams, saw him last night. He had a really good month, and that was a huge point of concern for them, quite frankly. So he seems to be turning things around, and then get Bieber back. I believe he's throwing a bullpen tomorrow. You know, that's just another boost, but you know, again, a lot can happen in 3-4 weeks. And, you know, if they do go in the direction where they're willing to move from players from the major league roster, yeah, you'd have to circle Bieber's name as a trade candidate, just given the contractual circumstances.
Anthony, thank you, buddy. We always appreciate your time and your expertise.
Thanks, man.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me.
Anthony Castrovince, MLB.com, joining us there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.